This is a trigger warning for this week's topics. I will warn you that we do touch on very sensitive topics such as sexual trauma in the intro of the episode. If you are not in a mental health place to listen to things like this, I strongly urge you to wait until next week's episode or listen to previous episodes. Hello, fellow humans. It's Jamie, and I'm doing a solo episode today. The reason for that is because Maggie didn't sleep at all last night, and she needs her rest. So she asked me to do this week solo. Well, actually, she was going to still figure out a way to do it because she's a team player, but I told her to rest and do the client work that couldn't wait any longer, and I can handle it for this week. So today is, oh my gosh, 6/27. That's June 27th, right? January, February, March, April, May, June. I just counted on my fingers, guys. It's June 27th, 2022. That means that Roe v. Wade was overturned just days ago. And it's a very, very mournful time for the United States. It's a very mournful time for those of us who have a uterus, those of us who have ever been in a socioeconomic status to not have health insurance, that knows what it's like to not have access to health care, those of us who have held the hands of beautiful people who have been sexually assaulted, and it took everything that they had to go into the police station, and still nothing was done. And I want to read what Maggie put on her social media. I copied it. I put it on my social media because I didn't know how to really say how I felt about the matter. I knew in my heart how I felt, but it's a different part of your brain that feels than that formulates thoughts and sentences. So I just want to read what Maggie said verbatim, because this is how we both feel. She wrote, "This space is attached to my business, and as such, it's important to me as a woman to share my stance on the recent news here in the United States. I am and always have been pro-choice. Every person is entitled to bodily autonomy. I also believe healthcare is a human right. But that's not what this ruling is about. Friday's overturning of Roe v. Wade is not just a strike against women. It's a preemptive strike against all marginalized groups. If you're unclear what I mean and don't have the attention span to read the ruling, let me know and I can share the vital info I know in the comments. As neurodivergent people, we are prone to obsess, empathize, go down rabbit holes, etc. And while we need to mobilize, I want you to feel safe taking time away from the news. It's going to be okay. We're going to fix this. Not with voting or with a witty sign, but with actual action. And that need to do all of the things right now, I feel it too. Don't let it consume you." I think that's a beautiful way to sum up how we both feel about this. This isn't just an attack against women and those who have a uterus and those who could become pregnant. It's an attack against marginalized communities. And together we will fight. We may still be in a state of mourning. We will likely be in a state of mourning for a long time. It's okay to take time away from the news. If you need to take time away from social media to regain your mental health, it's okay. It is not something you need to feel guilty about, because when we are just downright fucking depressed, there's not a lot of fight that we're going to be able to give. And therefore, we have to preserve our mental health while we fight against this. The episode today is about how to continue doing business when the entire world is falling apart around you. Maggie has a business of her own to run. I have a business of my own to run. And then we have a business together to run. And it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of preparation. There are a lot of moving parts. And when something like this happens, it rocks your entire world. We don't believe in toxic positivity. We don't believe in acting like everything is okay when it's not. If you are on my social media, if you are on my Facebook group, if you're on Maggie's Facebook, you're going to notice that there's not a lot of promoting going on. There's not a lot of talk about anything other than what is happening in the United States, because it would feel completely ingenuine to be talking about anything else right now. I'm not going to be someone who is making, that will make making a sale my first priority when there are so many very, very strong individuals who are being taken down right now. I'm going to be here to lift them up. I'm going to be here as an advocate. And I did allow myself time to mourn and not focus on the business. And as women, as those who are not men, we have a lot of pressure on us all of the time to be doing all of the things, no matter how we feel. And I just want to be here as a friend to tell you that whatever you're doing right now is just fine. This is a really emotional time, and you may need some time to yourself to get yourself back to normal, whatever normal looks like in the close future. Oh, man. This is really tough, guys. So let's talk about what we can do. We can focus on what is in our immediate control. For myself, that's knowing that I will always be a source of energy, of support. And if somebody with a uterus were to call me right now and say that they live in a state that they can't obtain the services that they need from healthcare providers, I would figure out a way to make that happen for them. I know that I can continue to impact women with ADHD for their mental health, to let them know that they can achieve anything. That's what I can continue to do. I can't do anything but fight against what is going on in the United States. But I can continue to focus on the impact that I'm having in my community, in the Outsmart ADHD community. Maggie is continuing to empower women, those with a uterus, those who are gender fluid, through business coaching, through her designs, through her branding. She's continuing to empower those who need her as a leader in business. And I want to give Maggie credit, because when something like this happens, there's not a rule book on how to deal with a situation like this. And being a new business owner, I've only been in business for about 4 months now. It's hard knowing how to go about something like this. But if Maggie has taught me anything, she's taught me so much, but one of the things that she has beat into my head is to just be authentic. And in being authentic right now, I'm here to tell you that it's okay that you're not okay. That shows that you're human. As neurodivergent people, especially with ADHD, we ruminate, we tend to ruminate. We often have circling thoughts. We often feel the weight of the entire world on our shoulders. And I just want to let you know that this is a fight that we're going to be doing together. It's not all completely on your shoulders. We are going to take action together. What that exact action is, I genuinely don't know yet. I don't know. But I do know that the neurodivergent community is the most intelligent, most creative action takers that I have ever met. And if anybody can make a difference, it's us when we all band together. This is what I choose to focus on right now, because if I choose to focus on what is out of my control, it will feel very overwhelming, and I won't know where to go from here. So by choosing to focus on what I can control, the difference that we can make together, change will happen. It'll happen on a micro level, having conversations with others who have been affected. It will happen on a micro level, having conversations with those who don't understand the human rights that have been ripped away. It will happen on a micro level, and as these things keep happening on a micro level, they will get bigger and they will expand. There has been so much community that I have found, even online, that people are banding together. And if you don't have it in you mentally to be on social media and to see all of the sadness, I want to let you know that that's because you're human and you have a beautiful neurodivergent brain. Neurodivergent people are often some of the most caring people, because we know firsthand what it's like to go through trauma, what it feels like to not have somebody next to us as we are going through trauma. And what we are experiencing right now likely feels very much like we may have felt as children and as adults when terrible things happen to us. Just on a level that's affecting so many people at the same time. So I want to first validate how you're feeling right now and to encourage you to focus on what you can control, who you can empower in your very, very close circle. And if the only person that you can be there for right now is yourself, then I want to just tell you that that's more than enough right now. That's more than enough. The way that you're feeling right now is validated. If you own a business and you've had to put things on hold, let's band together to get the strength back, to give everything to the business that you have dreamed of. Because there's a reason that you started what you did. There's a reason that you have that big why. For me, it's knowing that every single woman with ADHD that I empower, I am changing the life of her family, her friends, her self-esteem, their self-esteem, their friends. It's a ripple effect. And that vision is going to get me past this overwhelming sadness so that I can continue to do what I envision my business, my community doing. So right now I want you to reflect on what is the big reason why you started this business. Is it because of your family that you want to impact? Is it because you don't want to see your spouse go to work one more day and come home miserable? Is it because what you do in your business is so powerful and you want to give that feeling to yourself, to the child that you were and dreamed of possibilities, but it wasn't available to you at the time? I want you to reach back to why you started in the first place. And as we reach back to that why, and as we band together as business owners, we're going to find the strength to not only fight for Roe v. Wade, but also to fight for our mental health and for each other. That's what I encourage you to do when the world is falling apart. This episode is going to be short. I wanted to just be very, very transparent in how Maggie and I are feeling right now and let you know that we're not going to stop fighting, not for Roe v. Wade and not for the neurodivergent community.